For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Portrait pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Dan Quinn spoke yesterday afternoon. They cut the kicker. They signed a new kicker. But I think the most important stuff from DQ was talking about what he saw Sunday and where things can improve. Because I think Jaden is like the sensational thing that everybody wants to discuss, but the absolute biggest problem on Sunday in Tampa was how bad the defense played.
True.
So let's start with number 17 on how to fix the defensive issues for Dan Quinn.
When I talked about it, I like doing hard with good people, it didn't mean like in the spring and in the training camp. Like, it's now. And like, those are the moments that like you do have to be in and fight through it, Mitch, because it's when you're in it, in that moment, like, and it doesn't go your way, you stand taller, you fight stronger. And so I think sometimes you have to go through the other end of that fire to know that, amen, like, no matter what, this is how we get down. And when you miss it, it stings, like I said last night, and it should. But when I do see that identity come to life, and we're not there yet, but we will be. And that's when all the hard stuff that you've gone through, that you look back to see what you had to fight for. And this will be one of those games, I would bet, many months from now, we'll look back and weren't pleased with how that performance went. And learned a lot from it. And that's why a day like today of Tell the Truth Monday is essential, because you have to talk about it openly and without emotion when it goes good and when it doesn't go good.
Largely agree.
Totally.
All of that works as long as they get better. Tell the Truth Monday, this is a game that we learn from. That all works as long as there is improvement. You got 16 games left. You got a bad team coming to town.
Yeah.
Ideally, you see it as soon as this week.
You would hope so, but I think the whole thing about it is you could tell somebody the truth in one time and they don't get it. You got to keep doing it. And I think the consistency of whatever they're doing is going to be what makes a difference. I know people feel like, if you're doing something and it doesn't just make something different automatically, you stop it. No, you keep pushing it. Because if you're trying to build that certain level of culture or whatever they say, you got to keep doing it. And make sure everybody understands that, we're not going to stop because you're not having success at it. We'll get rid of you, too. You know, they saw that kicker did not – we've been sitting at the kicker position. They don't produce, they go. That's going to have to start happening at other positions as well.
Yeah, I actually I had TV at Channel 4 yesterday, so I had to jump off the conference call early. But my question that I wanted to get in for Dan, and I'm going to ask him tomorrow, is kicker is a binary position. You're good or you're not good. Like, every kick is an adjudication of your ability, right?
Yeah.
Like, corner is not like that because there's 65 snaps in a game and not all of them are awful, but a couple awful ones impact the whole team at such a high rate.
Yeah.
D-end, D-tackle, O-tackle, receiver, right? Like, these are the things, and I'm curious, clearly for this team, at kicker, the timeline is immediate. They are willing to make immediate binary decisions. With other positions, what's that timeline like?
But see, with the kicker position and then also with that contract, they had to do something. And I think when you're looking at the kicking, it's been so – that is a position you need to have good. A cornerback position, their natural job is to be
loose,
getting beat a lot of times. So you can't look at the cornerback like the kicker. The kicker,
I agree,
is just kicking it. So I don't know if you can even much compare those two.
I'm not. I'm saying, but with a corner or a wideout or a tackle, what is the timeline? 6 weeks? 10 weeks?
I don't know if you put
a
number on it. It's just this is where we throw the numbers out the window. It's a feel thing where I don't feel you're going to get it. It could be 1 week. It could be 5. It could be 10. But when you feel that person is not getting better, he got to go. It has nothing to do with numbers at that point. Because normally a cornerback can lose 10 plays, Then he gets an interception and we finish saying he played a great game. You know what I mean? So that position is weird.
I mean, it's one of the great quotes of all time. Supreme Court Justice Potter Stewart, when asked to describe obscenity, he said, "I don't know, but I know it when I see it." Like, maybe that's how you judge the corners and everything else. Another DQ cut I wanted to get to, and maybe we circle back to this later in the program, Landini, but I want to play it right now. Jaden. 16 carries for Jaden. This is number 12. If Dan Quinn thinks that's too much or how they can rein that in.
Yeah, and certainly not all of those are designed quarterback runs.
Right.
So I think that's important to say. But, yeah, I think he'd be the first to say the same thing, Scott, to say this is, you know, I had a chance to go rip it to somebody else. Sometimes you can see a rush or a pattern break and there's open space and you go. But, yeah, for him, create it when it's there. You know, when you can get outside the pocket, we'd love to see him remain a passer first. And I think it's going to come with more experience, Scott, honestly. Yeah. You know, when I can go extend it to throw it, when, hey, this play's over, I'll get rid of it and move on to the next play. So I think you'll see that trajectory continue, Scott, as we go. Certainly 18 carries is not the model, you know, that we're looking for, certainly with Brian and Austin and others here. But at the end of it, I do think we'll continue to grow in that spot, but certainly not by design to have that many.
I like what he said. I think it's an oversimplification where it's like, oh, that's just too many, because it's not going to be too many if that's what the situation dictates.
Yeah.
But you would like to see him evade pressure, continue to be a passer at least some of the time, and see if there's big plays. A lot of times that's where the big plays emerge.
It's true, but I think the ultimate thing is we sometimes think that on a football field, when a guy breaks, he has the mindset to just completely sit there and go, oh, no, I better not run this. And sometimes when you go to start running and you don't see any of your color wide open, you don't throw it. If they flash, boom, you let it fly. It has to be an instinctive part. And he said this stuff will get better with experience. And I think the questions are normally based off of what we've seen some other quarterbacks do. A lot of them got a lot more experience. I watched him in that game, and I think I didn't see for a moment where I thought, oh, completely lost, rookie. I never thought that for 1 second. But you also know the second time he plays a game, he's going to take a step. You know, that happens normally with every quarterback out there for the most part. And we've seen the things he does and how he prepares, so I expect it to happen there. I don't look for the perfection that I think a lot of people are looking for when they ask questions. Hell, some of the people ask questions, you're not perfect in the damn job you're doing. You've been doing that for 20 years.
I think you need a whole big old bowl of context and nuance to understand how good his performance was week one and to balance that with the ability to say, yo, it could definitely still be better.
Yeah.
It'd be much better.
Yeah.
Like, both things can be true.
Mm-hmm.
And I think if this was if this was a different team, different quarterback, I think they'd get completely boat raced. I think his ability to move saved them a lot.
Oh, totally.
And whatever, we don't need to get into other comparisons because it's silly, right? But I think that was a really I noticed this from Fox Sports. This is a national. This dude was in the press room the other night. I don't know this dude, Greg Auman, A-U-M-A-N.
Mm-hmm.
He's a writer for Fox Sports. I'm guessing he's based in Florida because he was sitting there in the presser the other night. But from a national angle, where they're maybe not as obsessed with the ups and downs, I thought people responded in a different way than maybe some are locally.
Mm-hmm.
I thought this made... I'm reading now from this column. An NFL debut on the road against a three-time defending division champ can be a lot for any rookie. But Quinn said he saw a comfort and calm in Daniels that bodes well for his ability to handle himself and continue improving as the season progresses. He also talked about his elite scrambling ability. Washington, for the first time in a long time, had the best athlete on the field.
Mm-hmm.
And when you have that, that's an advantage that you don't want to give away.
And you build on that, and you take it where, okay, no, it wasn't exactly what we expect, but it's better than what the hell we've had. But people look at it as if, oh, man, when he did this, he's supposed to do this. Everybody sitting in the couch could tell you what you're supposed to do. when you're getting that damn action, you sometimes you don't see that extra frame that the camera shows after the play is over. You know what I mean?
Totally.
You saw over here. You saw a big dude like Vita Vea coming at you from the left side. So you stopped looking left. You went right now. And on the right side, it was nothing but space. So instead of me trying to stop and wait and let that damn dump truck run through me, I'm running. You know, so I listen, man.
Stay a passer because there's big plays to be had, but don't give up.
Don't ever give up your ability to run.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Northsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.